That was I Love This Place. Troy Kesar Daly.
Yes, it was, of course. You recognise the music beautifully there.
I did.
Rita. I didn't really see he was on your repeat playlist.
Who wouldn't like a place, a song called I Love This Place? Now, coming up, Silver Muse is the new luxury flagship of Silver Sea Cruises. She's making her maiden voyage to Australasian waters this summer and home porting in Sydney for cruises to New Zealand. On board Silver Muse, reporter Veronica Matheson chatted to Adam Armstrong, the Australasian Managing Director of Silver Sea, about the cruise line's plans to have more ships cruising Australian waters in future years.
Welcome to Travel Writers Radio, Adam. It's a bit of excitement at the moment with Silver Muse in Australia. What's so special about her?
Well, she's our newest cruise ship. So we launched her last year, and she's the new face of Silver Sea. This is the future of Silver Sea Cruises. So the decor, the layout, the facilities, the dining, it's all what's going to come in the future ships. We've got 9 ships at the moment. We've got 5 new ships on order now. We've got options for a further 3, and I'm sure there are going to be further orders made. So we are at least doubling the capacity of the Silver Sea brand over the next 5-6 years. That's a new chapter in the Silver Sea story, which has been going for 25 years now. But this is a really new, exciting stage in our growth.
Is cruising the future of travel?
I'd say it's part of the future of travel. The whole travel category is growing exponentially. Cruising is growing disproportionately to other parts of the travel sector, but we're still pretty small. So the luxury holiday market is worth about $500 billion. Cruising is just $2 billion of that. So we are, luxury cruising is very small, growing very quickly.
When you talk about luxury cruising, what do you mean by luxury?
Well, I think the word luxury is used a lot and sometimes inappropriately for products that aren't necessarily luxurious. But luxury means something different to different people. For us, luxury, it means all-inclusive, all-suite accommodation, butlers in every suite. And what we like to, how we like to describe our Silver Sea form of luxury is whispered luxury. So it's not a showy, opulent luxury. It's a more relaxed, restrained, understated, muted luxury. We don't shout luxury, we whisper luxury.
I love that definition. Now, Silver Sea's a typical passenger. We wouldn't call them a passenger, you would call them a guest.
We call them a guest, yes.
A typical guest. Yes. What sort of person would that be?
Well, we group our guests into 3 broad groups. The biggest group in terms of spending for Silver Sea is the silent generation. So our older guests, their average age is in the high 60s, low 70s. They're long-time fans of Silver Sea. But they're perhaps a more cautious traveller, and they like the home comforts of the ship. The second biggest group of guests, and they're in their 50s and 60s, are the boomers. And we think we've got more than a decade's worth of boomers to cruise with Silver Sea. They are a more adventurous guest who like to get deeper into the destination, and the ship is a means to get to that destination. And then the smallest group of passengers is X generation, so in their 40s, got a pretty high disposable income, and getting out there like the baby boomers want to get into everything, but they're younger and they're taking a little time to persuade to come into the cruising segment.
And they'd probably take a shorter trip, wouldn't they, than say the boomers or the silent generation that has got time to spare.
So the silent generation, for example, they cruise a lot with us on long journeys, world cruises. You know, so our world cruise is 140 nights. That's a big time commitment that most people can't make. Whereas our X-gen cruises, they're coming with us for 7 to 10 nights, and it's just one of many holidays they'll do in the year, whereas again, the silent generation, it's their one big trip per year, and it's a long one.
It's over 100 days.
It's a big commitment, but they love it. There's a big sense of camaraderie in society. There's a group of regular guests. We call them, they're our Venetian Society members, so the Venetians who cruise together every year, take the world cruise every year. It's a rite of passage that they do every year.
So does Silver Sea change its itinerary so that these regular world cruisers can go somewhere different?
Yes, we do, and that's become an even bigger focus for us. So we already go to more than 1,000 ports of call in the world.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Which is the most of any cruise line. It's about three times as much as our nearest or closest competitor. So we've already got the world covered from Arctic down to Antarctic and everything in between. But what we need to do every year is refresh, add new ports, bring back old ports we haven't visited for a while, change the combinations of ports to bring back, to keep our frequent cruisers, the Venetians, satisfied, give them something new to do every year, but also keep it fresh for newcomers. So the world cruise, we've still got the classics in there. So Sydney is always in there. Sydney, Singapore, they're generally always in there. But we try and mix it up and add other ports to the mix. And we're doing that right now. Current world cruise left San Francisco this week. It's on its way to Sydney now. Next year, it's doing a slightly different itinerary, going to Antarctica for the first time. First time anyone's ever done a world cruise to all seven continents.
So you must notice all the time that there are certain countries that become hot spots.
Yeah.
Like, where are the hot spots at the moment?
Oh, Portugal, for example, for our classic cruises. So Port Lisbon, Porto, they're buzz destinations at the moment. And also, it's staying in Europe, Iceland is a huge bucket list destination these days. And we are, it's traditionally been more of an expedition destination, but with our classic ships, we're increasing the number of classic Iceland itineraries. Coming further south, Galapagos, we've just announced we're going to build a new, brand new ship for our Galapagos program. And then down under, our American guests and our European guests, you know, maybe our back garden, but New Zealand continues to be a buzz destination.
Oh, it's a beautiful destination.
Beautiful destination, easily accessible by sea, very, very nicely done by sea, because you can get 10, 11, 12 destinations in one itinerary.
Where do your guests come from? What countries?
Well, we're pretty international as a brand. We are an Italian cruise brand, but we have a very small proportion of Italian guests. The majority of our guests, or the largest nationalities, North America, so US and Canada, under 50% of our guests. Then another 20 or so from Europe, and another 20 or so from Australia, New Zealand, and then the rest is, the other 10 is a mixture. So we're very global in terms of our guest sourcing, and we're very global in terms of where we cruise to. And what that produces is a very cosmopolitan, international mix of atmosphere on board the ship. So you could be sat at a table or get into an elevator with anyone from 50, 60 different nationalities.
Silver Sea hasn't been a big name here, has it, like on a regular basis? But suddenly Australians are wanting to know more about Silver Sea.
We've been here for a long time. The brand, the cruise line, has been around for 25 years. It's our 25th anniversary this year. We've been in Australia. We've had an office in Australia for most of that time. But we've, in terms of our deployment of ships here, it's been... We've come and gone over the years. What we're saying today is, with Silver Muse, this is our commitment. This is a line in the sand. We are here. We mean business. We're bringing our flagship to Australia. We're going to be here for the foreseeable future. We're going to bring more ships to Australia. We've got 5 ships on order. We need to put them somewhere. We want more Australians and Kiwis to cruise. They love cruising. They cruise more disproportionately compared to the population than any other major cruise market. So Australia is important for us. It's our number 3 market. We think it could be number 2.
And you've got new owners, Silver Sea, haven't you, recently?
We have. So the company I used to work for, Royal Caribbean, are now the owners of 2/3 of Silver Sea. So they invested, took that investment decision midway through 2018. What it will mean for the ships is very little. So the hotel operation, the guest-facing side of accommodation and food and service and so on will not change, or it will get even better. What we're seeing is what we're using the partnership for is to drive some efficiency and process and cost efficiencies. We're also benefiting from Royal Caribbean's shipbuilding expertise, and they've, within a month of announcing the deal was completed, we announced three additional new ships.
You wouldn't complain about that.
We already had two, so we now have five ships on order, and Royal Caribbean Corporation build the world's best cruise ships.
They also build the biggest, don't they?
They build the biggest, and I think this is going to be a great challenge for the business to adapt to this very different requirements of this segment of the market. But I have no doubt that they will use their skill in building great ships based around great guest experience and adapt and apply that to the Silver Sea.
And you've got an advantage because you were with Royal Caribbean, weren't you, until recently?
Great company. They build great ships. Customers are at the core of their business. And I think it's going to be a very successful partnership.
Finally, Adam, where will you be cruising to next?
We are looking at two destinations, and we're debating at home whether it's going to be the Galapagos Islands or it's going to be Antarctica.
Well, they're both expedition areas, aren't they?
Our two top expedition destinations, and hopefully by the end of this year we'll have done one of those, and then next year we'll do the other one.
I think that's a terrific way to go. So happy cruising.
Thank you very much.
That was Adam Armstrong, Silver Sea Cruises Managing Director for Australia and New Zealand, with Veronica Matheson. I like the sound of the Galapagos.
Sound good.